With a soon-to-be-expired lease between Cerritos College and Frantone's Pizza and Spaghetti Villa coupled with the campus-wide hunger for a change to a more nutritious bill of fare at the food court at the Student Center, Frantone's has a choice of updating their menu to more healthful choices or losing their lease to a looming Subway sandwich shop possibly by this summer. Staff writer Tania Olivas reporting.
Subway restaurant might be the replacement for Frantone's Pizza and Spaghetti Villa. Associated students of Cerritos College Vice President Julian del Real Calleros explained how Cerritos College students need cost-friendly and nutritious meals being sold on campus. ACC will find out if Subway will be here on campus during the summer. There is a demand for Subway on campus.
Throughout my time here in Cerritos College, since I started here in the ACC, we have always received requests from students, opinions, that they would like to see Subway on campus, and same thing with me. Not a really big Subway guy, but you know, there's things that I go there sometimes to get myself a sandwich, and it's very good food. Plus, it's very healthy for our students. I don't know exactly when does their lease ends, but I do know it's coming to an end.
Frantone's contract is done annually, but sometimes contracts are done for 5 years. According to the Real Calleros, Cerritos College does not want to end business with Frantone's. But the college would like to see the company change its menu to healthier choices and lower prices.
Other campuses like USC and UC Merced, where they have vendors, and for example, in USC we have Carl's Jr. They have Carl's Jr. And all the vendors there, if you have a student ID, you don't pay tax. Plus you get a student discount.
Subway has been contacted, and there is a 50-50 chance that Subway will come to Cerritos. The vice president of business fiscal services has to approve it, but he was not very compromising, Del Real Calleros said. Anna Baltazar, nursing major, gave her opinion about Subway being introduced here in campus.
It's good in a way, but then again, on a front, it's been there for years from what I remember from coming when I was in high school, and now they're gonna put a Subway, which is good. Subway is good, but I don't know.
Why do you think that it's not as good?
Because I think they should change another one instead of Frantone. The hamburger place, I really don't like that one. It's pretty disgusting.
Manisha Smith, also a nursing major, said,
I think it would be a good idea because they can make more money and it just would be better to put a Subway than Frantone's.
Other than the money, why do you think it's a good idea?
Because so you can have more choices and stuff and the prices can go down and stuff so people can be able to eat.
Okay.
If Frantone's is willing to take the changes asked by the district, Cerritos College would allow it to stay in two locations. The location in the Student Center will be a Subway. And according to the Real Calleros, the location in the Social Science Building will be a great location to place another Subway. However, if Frantone's declines to compromise with the student body,
then in that case, we urge the Cerritos Community College District to suspend any further negotiation with Frantone's until they're able to accommodate the students.
The student body would like both businesses to be contributors to Cerritos College, Del Real Calleros said.
We could still have open arms to Frantone's, which have been a very big contributor to the Cerritos Community College. Only right now we're having a problem where they're not student friendly, and that's what we need here on campus.
Each Subway location is independently owned. Therefore, all revenues will go to Cerritos College. But Cerritos will have to pay the corporate office for using its logo. For Telemark's Campus News Hour, I'm staff writer Tanya Olivas reporting.